on earth as it is in heaven.
We had to learn ourselves, and furthermore, we had to teach the despairing men that it did not really matter what we expected from life, but rather what life expected from us. Quotation by Viktor E. Frankl.
I have noticed that I have many expectations. Before I get to my expected destination, I have already envisioned certain outcomes for certain occurrences. I have formed presumptions. I have made calculations. I have it all planned out ahead of time, what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do, and I expect my expectations to be fulfilled.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6.
I have discovered that to live according to my expectations is just another way to lean on my own understanding. Sometimes it feels so much more convenient to envision an outcome for an occurrence than to trust in the Lord with all my heart. It's so much easier to form my own presumptions and to make my own calculations than to acknowledge God in these ways. It's so much faster to plan my own future than to allow God to make the path straight.
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6:10.
I have noticed that I need to surrender my expectations to my perfect Father, moment by moment, every day. God has already made the calculations. He has already planned the outcome. He has already made the plans in heaven. He is looking for someone who is willing to lay down her expectations for His. Whenever a picture forms in my head, I need to say, "Perfect Father, may Your will be done, not the will I'm living through my expectations." Whenever a plan forms in my mind, I need to say, "Perfect Father, may You do with me as You have already planned in heaven. Only Your expectations are valid. I bless You."